Viherympäristö Magazine, Landscape Life Cycle Assessment. Urban green areas are not usually included in life cycle assessments of construction projects, as there is a lack of sufficient knowledge and methods for them. A recent article in the magazine Viherympäristö reports on a study that assessed the applicability of life cycle assessment to urban green areas using case studies of park projects in Helsinki. The study highlighted that significant emissions can be generated during the manufacture of green building products, which puts focus on the decisions made during the design phase. The article first provides background on carbon neutrality goals, especially in the context of urban green infrastructure. The New Construction Act requires a climate assessment for most new construction projects in Finland from the beginning of 2026. Such assessments are based on life cycle assessments that comply with international standards, which can be used to highlight the environmental impacts of a product, process or service. Although the aim is to take a holistic approach to the built environment, urban green areas are usually missing from life cycle assessments. The article delves with the question of what methods and information are available for implementing life cycle assessments of green infrastructure in Finland. It also assesses how advanced the current methods and information are and what further research and development should focus on. The summary points out, among other things, how more accurate calculation methods are needed for green areas in order to understand the carbon cycle in the built environment holistically. However, including living biomass in life cycle assessment requires a new way of thinking and new calculation methods. In addition, there is a great need for a standardized assessment method for urban parks. You can read the full article here, as well as examine the graphs that describe the land cover types of the case studies, the distribution of carbon dioxide emissions and carbon removals by different construction categories, and the percentages of carbon dioxide emissions in different construction parts of the park.